Fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy your consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The ordination vow that we're talking about today, as we walk through those vows that everyone who has been ordained as a ruling elder or deacon, those who have been ordained ruling elder or deacon, please raise your hand. There's some folks you can ask about this. A minister of the Church of Jesus Christ, a minister for life, not for the term of service on a board, but for life. It is an ordination forever. As long as there's breath in your body, you carry it. The question that we're asked is, will we be a faithful elder, deacon, in obedience to Christ, the confessions, and the scriptures? Listen to the word of the Lord. Every high priest, this is Hebrews 5, as the author introduces who Jesus is, what he does. Every high priest chosen from among mortals is put in charge of things pertaining to God on their behalf to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal gently with the ignorant and wayward since he himself is subject to weakness, and because of this he must offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as for those of the people. And one does not presume to take this honor, but takes it only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but was appointed by the one who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." So he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek." Melchizedek is a name in the Old Testament, but it comes from two Hebrew words. Melchi, which is king, tzedek, or tzadok, which is righteousness. Melchizedek is the king of righteousness. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission, because of his obedience. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, having been designated by God a high priest according to the order of the king of righteousness, Melchizedek. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I grew up in Washington, D.C., still famous for its simple truth: if you want a friend in Washington, D.C., get a dog. Not a great place for friendship, loyalty, love. One of the great lessons that I got the last time I was there, I sure hope that this isn't dying too. We'll see. Yeah, no, it's another wiring issue. So, no, it's a wiring issue. I'm just going to give up on it.